As American journalism continues to turn its gaze on the prison system, the activist slogan, "Nothing about us without us," is becoming more relevant too. For a discussion of journalism and criminal justice reform, we turn to award-winning journalist and deputy executive director of the Parole Project, Carrie Myers. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you. It's nice to be here, Sarah.
So for the recent book that you collaborated on, which is called The Meaning of Life, you provided six portraits of individuals serving life sentences. And I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about how you got involved with that project and what the reporting process was like.
I still feel very fortunate that I was asked to be a part of that book. So I had a relationship with Mark Maurer over the course of years as editor of The Angleite. Their research was very important to us. Our writing apparently seemed to be very important to them. And so when they started writing the book, they knew that just a book full of data, which it is, it's probably the most comprehensive piece on life sentences put together to this point, that wouldn't exactly be a great read without something to mitigate that or to break it up. And so it came to be that I was asked to write these portraits of people. It was meaningful to me to write the stories, talking to people who had been incarcerated for years, serving life sentences, who are now out and doing exceptionally productive things, talking to people who were still in prison, who are struggling to find that opportunity to leave. And during the course of that, two of them did leave before the book was published. So it was rewarding to me to get those stories. I don't think I shied away from anything about their lives or how they got there. But I also believe that the portraits show that, number one, that they're human beings, the redemptive quality of them as human beings, and that the policies that are keeping them incarcerated long after they are any real or perceived threat to public safety is actually a deterrent to public safety. And we have had the opportunity to present on panels in Atlanta, in Washington, D.C., in New Orleans, and in Baton Rouge, at Angola, as a matter of fact, at the Angola Museum.
What was the panel like at Angola?
It's kind of hard. It's a very isolated place, and the museum, you know, it's 20 miles off the main road. But the questions themselves were very thoughtful. At the beginning, it had just a small surrealistic sense of, for me, although I've been back in the work I do now, I'm there often. Going into there and being as a guest and kind of the treatment as an author and part of the panel or considered to be a subject matter expert on criminal justice was a little bit different from the norm.
So you also served as the editor of the Angleite for 16 years?
Yes, I was on the staff for 20 and editor for 16.
Can you tell us what that was like and what kind of stories you reported on?
Sometimes it was quite tense. It was a responsibility. No one told us what to write. Obviously, there were times where we knew that it would be suicidal journalism to write some things that we didn't write. So that was telling. What we didn't write often was as telling as what we did. But we covered a lot of areas in criminal justice. One thing we were able to do and one thing we could do that mainstream media couldn't do is we could always put it with a personal perspective, a human story. And sometimes it was very, very difficult when you're sitting in the windowless room in the middle of the prison and you're going through the same thing everyone else went through. You sleep in the same dormitories. You go through the same gates to get there. But you're walking this middle line as a journalist between the population and the administration because essentially that's what you are. And the frustrations. And then suddenly you realize you had an impact somewhere. And that made it worthwhile, particularly all the time I was there and fighting for my freedom. So it had purpose, and it still does.
That was Carrie Myers, journalist and deputy executive director of the Parole Project. Thank you so much, Carrie, for talking with me.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate being here.
For Nola V and in New Orleans, I'm Sarah Holtz.